And welcome back, George Norrie, along with Doc Wallach and your calls. Doc, an email in from Nicole from Massachusetts. She says, what's the best supplement available to reduce a small internal cyst? I don't know. Is there anything?
Well, usually if you have a small internal cyst, you want to get the 90 essential nutrients, you know, one healthy or basic healthy start pack per 100 pounds of body weight, get rid of all the bad foods to maximize absorption. And then I would take something for tightening up connective tissue, like our MSM. Take three of those twice a day, and that'll tighten up connective tissue and elastic fibers and that kind of stuff. And let's see here. That's where I would go with that.
Okay,
stay away from the bad stuff. That's very important.
Back to the calls now. Let's go to Norm in St. Louis. Hey, Norm, welcome to the program.
Hey. Hello, Doc Wallach. What an honor.
Thank you.
Just a quick little point I want to make is, you know, what a shame we live in a world where a guy that's just trying to benefit society and humanity is getting sued by people for curing muscular dystrophy and whatnot. What a shame. But my hat off to you for a great job.
On
you know, the Bible and whatnot, you know, the patriarchs like Adam and Moses and Noah, some of them lived to be 500. And I understood your point of the land flowing with milk and honey, the minerals. And that was a good point. I never thought of that. But something else to factor in is, you know, we didn't have cars back then. We didn't have pollution. We didn't have Exxon Valdez accidents and people, you know, toxins in the soil and this and pesticides. So I'm sure if you factor all that in, it's kind of just common sense that we're not going to live as long as they did because, you know, it was more lush, there's forest, and plus stress, you know. You got to get up, you got to make your boss happy, you got to pay mortgages. I don't think they had all that back then, so, you know, Adam went around, you know, herding sheep or whatever he did, and yeah, it seemed like a pretty stress-free lifestyle. So, you know, I think stress is leads to, you know, heart attacks and other things.
Well, stress can kill you, Doc, can it?
Well, yeah, stress can kill you. It's one of those things where you put pressure on your vascular system, you put pressure on your heart, you put pressure on your lungs, you put pressure on your nerves. And, of course, we have programs for that. We have our Synaptive. In addition to taking your 90 essential nutrients, I take three of our Synaptive twice a day. I only weigh 142 pounds. And it helps the brain cells talk to each other. Helps the brain cells talk to the spinal cord cells. Helps the spinal cord cells talk to the brain cells. Now, you have to appreciate that 25% of your brain weight, spinal cord weight, is cholesterol. It's called myelin. It's the white matter of the brain. And we have a product that's called I-26. The I-26, you take that. I take three servings a day. I like the chewable. It comes with chewables, pills, and powder. I like the chewables. They taste like vanilla ice cream. They're soft, gummy chewables. Even little kids like them. And it'll rebuild the myelin in your brain, whether you have Alzheimer's disease, if you have things like, let's see here, Alzheimer's disease, you have MS, you have Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is MS of your spinal cord, you have Parkinson's disease, which is MS with tremors, and this new one, George, this new one they have is FTD, frontal temporal...
lobe epilepsy, right?
Yeah. So I can rebuild that. I can, you know, we actually, some of these famous actors and famous people we've sent messages to and they never respond, but we can rebuild their brain if they have FTD because it's very simple because we can rebuild MS, we can rebuild people with Alzheimer's disease.
What about Parkinson's, Doc?
Parkinson's is just MS with tremors. It's just more parts of the brain are being afflicted, and so it's easily reversed. But give me 90 days, but usually within 4 to 6 weeks it's gone.
That's pretty dramatic. Next up, Colleen's with us in Oregon. Welcome to the show. Hi, Colleen.
Hi.
Good to have you with us. You're on with Doc Wallach.
Thank you. I've been having some issues with urinary stress incontinence for quite a while, and I was hoping maybe Doc would have something that could greatly minimize that.
Okay, now, does this mean that you wake up 10 times at night to urinate, or are you just walking along and peeing your pants? What's going on here?
Usually it's if I have to run, jump, or sometimes sneezing can be a big one for that.
Yep.
Generally, I can sleep through the night unless I'm changing from night shift back to day shift.
Okay, well, how old are you and how much do you weigh?
53 and about 190.
Okay, and how tall are you?
5'6".
Okay. And do you have any other issues like high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis?
Oh, yeah, definitely have the high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a deputy sheriff, so that kind of goes with the job.
Are you on dialysis?
No. No kidney issues.
No kidney issues. Okay, good. Do you have any skin issues?
No.
Okay, any ringing in your ears, tinnitus ringing in the ears?
Occasionally.
Okay. Has your voice changed any and you have trouble swallowing?
No. So far, so good on that.
Why would the voice change have anything to do with
it? Okay, well, voice change, this goes with a squeezing of the ninth cranial nerve, the glossopharyngeal nerve, where your vocal cords are at. When that nerve gets squeezed by the skull, when you have osteoporosis of the skull, your voice will change, swallowing becomes difficult, you lose your sense of taste, and it's the ninth cranial nerve being squeezed, the glossopharyngeal nerve being squeezed, and that's why when there's a chapter in this book, it's all in your head, there's a chapter for each of the 12 pairs of cranial nerves, there's a chapter for the spinal cord, all the diseases you get when they get squeezed by the osteoporosis of the skull. There's 37, and I'm going to say pretty soon there's going to be more than 50 diseases that are caused by osteoporosis of the skull. And you give your body what it needs, rebuild your skull. And I got two dramatic pictures in there. A normal skull at autopsy, it's a quarter of an inch thick. And also at autopsy, a skull with osteoporosis, it's an inch and a half to 2 inches thick. You can see where those tunnels that the nerves and the spinal cord would go through would be reduced by two-thirds of their internal measurements and putting squeezing on the nerves and the spinal cord. You get all these symptoms, and doctors are treating the symptoms. They're not getting to the basic root cause, which is osteoporosis of the skull, and that's why we came out with a book and the CD set. It's all in your head, and we are saving lives and saving quality of life by the thousands, tens of thousands a day now.
That's great. So what do you recommend for Colleen with her problem?
Okay. She needs to get off all the bad foods, get that book, Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods, get off all the fried foods, processed meats, oils, glutens, wheat, butter, rye, and oats, buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet drinks got to go, and carbonated water. And then, at 190 pounds, I wanted to have two healthy branded heart packs a month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I wanted to get two bottles of our MSM, so she can take three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time, and she will be able to rebuild her skull, she will be able to rebuild her cartilage and ligaments and tendons in her disc between her vertebrae or vertebrae and so forth. She also, for the high blood pressure, needs to have our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Again, that's three words, Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Get two bottles a month, so she can take three at breakfast, three at dinner time. And if she's on medication for the high blood pressure, don't cold turkey off of that. But as the blood pressure begins to drop, she can slowly reduce the medication based on the numbers. And it's one of those things where and the tinnitus will go away. That's the squeezing of the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve by the skull when you have osteoporosis of the skull. Tinnitus, the ringing in the ears. That's why I asked that question. Okay.
And, Doc, before you leave us tonight, a little bit later on this hour, I want you to tell people how they can pick up supplements at a wholesale price.
Oh, yeah.
There's a way to do that. Tom, we've got texts and tweets for Doc. What do we have?
Hey, Doc, this is from Jennifer in Fort Wayne. She says, I know Coke is bad, but can the doctor please talk about how exactly it affects the body when you drink it?
Coca-Cola, Doc.
Okay. Well, first of all, it's got carbonation in it. And carbonation, again, neutralizes stomach acid, so you cannot digest food and absorb minerals. And then, of course, got a lot of sugar in there, which puts a load on your immune system and also puts a load on your adrenal glands. Puts a load on your pancreas and so forth.
A little sugar's not too bad, right?
Well, a little sugar makes
the medicine go down.
Exactly. You got it, George. Okay. And so it's one of those things where a little bit of sugar is okay, but when you're drinking soft drinks, this is why we have our sports drink, our Rebound. Our Rebound has 100 nutrients in it, 75 minerals, because of that land flowing with milk and honey. This is our glacial milk, okay? 75 minerals, 25 vitamins, amino acids, and it has like 30% of the sugar of Red Bull and 30% of the caffeine of Red Bull. And Red Bull only has one mineral, magnesium. We have 75 minerals. Red Bull has one mineral, magnesium. So you see this all the time. It's just really sad, all these young athletes in their teens and 20s and 30s dying. I watch the news all the time, and every day, every week, there's dozens of these athletes dying like crazy. They don't know why. They're just dying in the middle of a game, dying in the shower after the game. Well, that's because they're dying of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease, which is the same cause of death of the kids when they had sudden death syndrome.
That they never catch, do they?
No, the doctors have never figured it out. And that's because they're just simply missing these nutrients. Again, you live in the land flowing with milk and honey, you won't have this problem. But if you live anywhere else, you better be taking your 90 essential nutrients. And that's why you must supplement, because plants do not make minerals. Plants do make vitamins, amino acids, fatty acids, but plants don't make minerals. Nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blank around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like gold and silver. So the only way you're going to guarantee you're going to get all 60 essential minerals is to take them every day. Treat yourself as well as you treat your car. You don't say, well, I'll just put dirt from Texas in my car. There's bound to be some oil in it. Nobody does that. But when you just eat well and don't take your supplements, you're doing the same thing to yourself as you would not do for your car.
First-time caller George in Texas. Hey, George, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Okay, listen, I have a simple question. I've been a type 1 diabetic for 63 years, and the question I have is, I'm trying to be as careful as I can. I want to lose 20 pounds the right way to do it. I thought I might get your opinion about that.
Okay, well, let me quickly interrupt here and ask you a question. At what age were you diagnosed with type 1 diabetes?
7 years old.
Seven years. Wow. Okay.
Okay, well, type 1 diabetes, the classic...
Now, what's the difference between type 1 and type 2, Doc?
Okay, well, the classic definition of type 1 diabetes, you're born with it. It's a birth defect. If you didn't get, quote, type 1 diabetes until you're 7, I'm sure you had a blood test in between birth and 7 years of age.
Well, right? Maybe he had it, they just never diagnosed it?
Well, he'd be unconscious. They'd take him into hospital emergencies. They diagnose it pretty quick.
Okay.
Okay, so he didn't have type 1 diabetes, okay? But he's young, and so they just said, well, you've got type 1 diabetes. And so they put him on, you know, the drugs. Well, let's see here. How much do you weigh here, George?
Well, I weigh about 190 pounds.
Okay. So what you need to do is don't cold turkey off your medication, but I want you to get rid of all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat bran rye, no buckwheat, no carbonated drinks, no sugar, obviously. And then I want you to get two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Full dose setting twice a day. Then I want you to get 2 bottles a month of our MSM, so you can take 3 at breakfast and 3 at dinner time. It's going to help you rebuild cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue and all that kind of stuff. And then I also want you to take our Sweeties. Take 3 of those twice a day. Don't cold turkey off your medication, but take your Sweeties 3 times a day. And as your blood sugar begins to drop, and it will, you can slowly reduce your medication based on the numbers. Okay? Now, the odds are you really don't have type 1 diabetes, because type 1 diabetes is a birth defect you're born with. And if you didn't get diagnosed until you were 7, that means you didn't have, because doctors make a living off of type 1 diabetics. So just right after you're born, they take a sample of your blood from your umbilical cord looking for a type 1 diabetic. And if you're not a type 1 diabetic, they would know that right then when you're born.
What's easier to get rid of, type 1 or 2?
Well, type 1, you have to manage it. The true type 1, they're going to be on our program supplements forever to manage it. We can manage it. We can add 25 to 50 healthy years of your life. Also, when you have type 2 diabetes, again, I would say give me 90 days, but usually within 2 to 4 weeks, they will be off all their medication. Don't cold turkey off your medication, but as your blood sugar begins to drop, you can slowly reduce the medication based on the numbers. And then people say, well, how long do I have to stay on the supplements? Well, forever. How long do you need oxygen? Forever. Okay? And again, you want to be like these people living in the land flowing with milk and honey. You want those nutrients every day, every meal, so that you're giving your body what it needs to rebuild and defend itself.
I'm like you now, Doc. When I'm traveling, I have all these little supplement pill plastic containers, these little tiny ones, and I just fill them all up by the day.
Before you go on the trip, and so you just, and I take them twice a day. I do the same thing.
Next up, let's go to Kevin in the state of Washington, west of the Rockies. Hi, Kev.
Hey there. I just was wondering about any recommendations for treating ALS for my wife.
ALS, his wife has it, Doc. Lou Gehrig's disease.
Okay, yes. Now, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, is very similar to MS, multiple sclerosis, that kind of thing. Very similar to FTD, that kind of stuff. Very similar to muscular dystrophy, kind of combination of things. How much does your wife weigh?
About 150.
Okay. Does she have any other issues? Diabetes, high blood pressure?
High blood pressure, thyroid.
And how long she had this, Kevin?
We just got diagnosed in February. It started last March, so it's about a year, over a year.
All right. So let's get her off all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat bran, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. And then at 150 pounds, I want her to have two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Full dosing twice a day.
What are in those supplements, Doc? Can you tell us? Ones?
Healthy brain and heart packs?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the healthy brain and heart packs have 215 nutrients, including the original 90.
Oh, wow. Okay, you don't have to go through all those.
And so we need this. We need all of these things. That's why the people who lived in the land flowing with milk and honey live so long, because they're getting 75 to 85 to 100 minerals, okay, in that glacial milk. That's why they live so long. And so we're duplicating that. We're duplicating the glacial milk concept.
And, Kevin, if you miss anything Doc has said, call this number, 1-855-949-7234. Go ahead, Doc.
But she does need, for her thyroid, she does need, okay, we do have what we call Ocean's Gold. She could take three of those twice a day, and also our Z-radical. It's a liquid. Take an ounce of that twice a day. High blood pressure, she needs the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, take three twice a day. And her blood pressure will begin to drop. If she's on medication, don't cold turkey off the medication, but as the blood pressure begins to drop, she can slowly reduce the medication based on the numbers. And don't forget the I-26. For ALS, I like the I-26. I take three servings a day just for protection. I-26, three servings a day. It comes in the chewables, the pills, the powder. I like the chewables because they taste like vanilla ice cream, and they're soft chewies, and it'll help rebuild the brain. She should also eat three eggs twice a day with soft yolks. Why doctor says it can't have cholesterol? Well, 25% of your brain weight is cholesterol. It's called myelin, the white matter of the brain. 25% of your spinal cord is the white matter of the brain, myelin. Okay, that's what FTD is demyelination. You're losing the white matter of the brain because you're on drugs to lower your cholesterol and stop eating cholesterol, and you get all these brain diseases, including ALS, easily reversed.
1942 movie came out, The Pride of the Yankees. Gary Cooper played Lou Gehrig. It was a great movie, Doc.
Yep, great story.
How does ALS kill you?
Well, eventually you stop breathing.
Yeah, it deals with the muscles?
Yeah, well, it deals with, you know, telling your lungs to breathe. Yep.
Okay, Doc, we're going to come back and take final calls with you in a moment right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, back with final calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Next hour, we go live to the United Kingdom to talk about triangular UFOs with Colin Saunders, so make sure you're part of the program. Wayne in Tacoma, Washington, let's get us going. Wayne, go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, Wayne.
Yes, I have a friend in a foreign country. She's between, she's a little over 4 feet tall. She's about 11, 12 years old. She weighs about 50 to 55 pounds. When I tell you what the income of the family is, you're not going to believe it. The father works 6 days a week. He makes about 800 rupees, that's Pakistani rupees, a week. 1,000 rupees is $3.49.
Big time. Jeez.
Yeah, so super stress, and, you know, hardly no food in the family at all. So we're improving that part of it. But I want to know some food things that she can eat to improve her main problem, which is brain problems and stress problems.
Well, then when you say brain problems, Wayne, what are you talking about?
Well, she's having seizures, epilepsy seizures.
There you go, Doc. Okay. Doc, take it away.
Sure. Okay, well, again, this child needs to get off all the bad foods, which is bad foods tend to be expensive, not only in cost, but in results. So no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat bran, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Rice is good. She wants to eat like an Asian, eat rice and sweet potatoes, fish, poultry, that kind of stuff. Nothing fried, very important. And then let's see here, at 55 pounds, I want her to have, let's see here, one healthy, let's go with the cheaper one, one healthy start pack. One healthy start pack, it has 90 essential nutrients in it, and she can take a half a dose of everything twice a day at 55 pounds because it's for 100 pounds. And then I also want her to have, because she has all this brain stuff, her I-26, get the chewable I-26. She could have two of those a day. They're a disc the size of a quarter. Okay, they taste very nice. Tastes like vanilla ice cream. The minimum she should have two a day, but if she can afford three a day, one at breakfast, one at lunch, one at dinner time, would be good. She also needs to eat eggs, soft scrambled butter, not fried, not hard-boiled, rebuild the brain. And then, let's see here. We also want her to have the... let's see, at her age, 11 years old, she's going to start going through puberty here, okay? So she does need something we'll call Zerafem. It's for girly stuff. It's a nice, she could take one of those, so one bottle will last her 2 months if she takes one twice a day.
That's like the Zeratest for guys that
That's
you have.
That's right, Zeratest for guys and Zerafem for girls. And that way that she'll, you know, she'll develop very nicely. And with the Healthy Start Pack, she's going to get 90 essential nutrients. And, of course, we have a Rebounder sports drink. It comes in sticks and powder and all that kind of stuff. It's cheap shipping because it's light and little. There's 30 individual sticks of the powder of the Rebound sports drink in a box. I'd go that direction instead of colas and that kind of thing.
Doc, before we take final calls, tell people how they can buy their supplements at wholesale prices by becoming a member.
Okay, well, I become a member, and of course you want to become a member and be attached to George Norrie, right? And so you have a number they can call, correct?
They can go to the criticalhealthnews.com website, and there's a provision there where they can sign up to become a member.
Yeah.
And they can get their supplements at wholesale prices.
Yeah, they get the supplements at wholesale. And if they get an auto ship, George, I will pay the shipping for them. How's that? No matter where in the world, I will pay the shipping if they get an auto ship.
That's good for you. You know how many people you're talking about?
Yeah, well, I'm doing that for thousands of people right now anyway.
Okay, good for you. Let's take final calls. Let's go to Joe in Long Island, east of the Rockies. Hey, Joseph, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Doc. You know, I did this crazy audio book, The Zoo, by James Patterson, but what happened is this is safari in Africa, and the environmental pollution caused these lions' femurons and olfactory sense to go off, and they got extremely violent. That was part of the plot. But I want to just harken back to when you were in Africa in the 60s.
Yes.
Two things. What did you observe in relation to the animal behavior in relation to environmental pollution?
Sure.
And, you know, the close proximity of the, you know, more animals.
Yep. Okay, well, here's why I was in Africa. I was working with Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual Mohawk Wild Kingdom show. St. Louis Zoo, that's correct, very good, and the TV show, Wild Kingdom, okay. And he sent me to South Africa to work in the Umfolozi and Shishlui game reserves in Natal province in South Africa for the white rhino. There was only 350 left. And he wanted me to find out why they're dying. Okay, I was a pathologist at that point, as well as, you know, had my degree in agriculture and all that kind of stuff, and I was a veterinarian. We were using M99, which is a drug 10,000 times more potent than morphine. The darts were AAA battery size for a 6,000-pound rhino, okay? And we could dart them. I'd get blood samples and all that kind of stuff, and all kinds of examinations and biopsies and things. And what I found out was that the rhinos were being displaced from their traditional area because of farmers coming in with cattle and farms and so forth, and they were pushed out. So we built several big but parks for them, okay, and built lakes so they'd have permanent water and so forth, and raised crops so they could have something to eat, like hay and stuff like that. And so to make a long story short, there were 350 left alive there in South Africa when I was there. Today there's 21,000, so we're very proud. We're very proud of the work we did. I'm very, very proud of that. And I delivered my second baby there in South Africa, my own baby. I delivered her in South Africa, Jennifer. And so she's a South African citizen. And it's one of those things where we lived off the land. I ate just about every kind of antelope you can think of there in South Africa, impala and wildebeest, that kind of thing. And so I lived like an African. I dealt with the Zulus and the Matabele tribe. And my first book was Rhino Express. You can get it. It's a best-selling book for people who love conservation stories. It's called Rhino Express. Okay, you can go to any bookstore or go to Amazon and get Rhino Express. And it tells the story in great detail. It has all these pictures of me there catching the rhino and all that kind of stuff. And so then Perkins called me back to the United States, because I had found the cause, prevention, and cure for cystic fibrosis, okay? And this was one of those things where he got a $21 million grant from NIH. I did 10,000 autopsies. My book is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, because they show there were no genetic diseases.
Perkins was a great guy, Doc.
He was a gentleman. He was he was a worldly person.
He built that zoo in St. Louis.
That's correct.
He was the guy.
He was the guy. And I'll tell you a quick story, if I may, just 2 or 3 minutes or less. He gave me a list of things. When he brought me back from Africa, he says, okay, you're going to do these autopsies for 10 years, Wallach, okay. He said, but here's a list. Before you start, I want you to find the answer to these questions. The first one on the list was every species of bears in every zoo in the world was getting liver cancer. So I asked him, okay,
Bears were,
yeah. So I said, are there any other animals in the zoo getting liver cancer, or is it just the bears? He says, just the bears. Well, that told me right away there was something connect. You know, all the bears in all the zoos of the world, every species.
They're eating something.
They're eating something, right. Well, what they were eating, okay, was peanuts, because they were selling peanuts to the public to throw to the bears. The bears would stand up on their hind legs and wave their paws, and they'd throw them the peanuts.
They eat them with their mouth.
Yeah, well, peanuts grow on the ground, and they're contaminated with a fungus called Aspergillus flavus, which makes a toxin called aflatoxin, which causes liver cancer. So I wrote a story on that. It's published in the International Zoo Yearbook. And when they stopped selling peanuts in all the zoos, within 90 days, all the new cases of liver cancer in every type of zoo in the world and every species of bears stopped.
Amazing. Now, was the fungus in the peanuts or on the ground that the peanuts...
Well, it was in the ground, but the peanuts absorbed the fungus aflatoxin, which was a toxin.
Jeez.
And it's that toxin. And this is why people who drink beer every Friday night get liver cancer. It's not the alcohol, which doctors think it is. It's not the alcohol in the beer. It's the peanuts they're eating with the beer that they're getting the aflatoxin from and getting liver cancer.
Interesting. Well, text and tweets, we got a final one for Doc Tummy.
Sure do. Martin in Syracuse, New York. Doc, would like you to discuss using a treadmill and its health benefits versus lifting weights.
I love treadmills, Doc.
Okay, well, treadmills encourages circulation, tones up muscles, and that's kind of the benefit. Now, you have to appreciate, you better be supplementing if you're on a treadmill, if you're exercising, whether you're lifting weights or on a treadmill, are doing push-ups or running around the block.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise without supplementation is suicide. You see all these young athletes on the news now. They're dying in their teens and 20s and 30s. You know, they just got done with a game or a training session. They go in the shower and they drop dead. They're dying of the same thing that the infants died from when they had sudden death syndrome. They're dying of a heart attack, same thing that almost killed Evander Holyfield. And I built a product called... Healthy Brain and Heart Pack for him. He came back and he beat Mike Tyson because I rebuilt his heart with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Okay? And it's one of those things where if you're going to exercise, you better be supplementing. I actually have a CD out that says Exercise without supplementation is suicide. Exercise will kill you if you don't supplement to replace what you're sweating out.
A couple minutes to go, Doc. Let's go to Michael in New York. Hey, Michael, go ahead.
Yes, hi, this is Michael. Yes, from Syracuse, New York.
Yes, sir.
Doctor, I've been listening to you for years. I spoke to, since I've been on dialysis for 9 weeks, I spoke to Carolyn about my diabetes, mm-hmm. my high blood pressure, mm-hmm. my ED, and yeah.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh I've lost about 20 pounds.
How much do you
weigh? I weigh about 230, and I'm 6 foot.
Okay.
A few minutes left, Doc. Go ahead.
Okay, so you need to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, bran, no sugar, no carbon or drinks. I need you to take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I need you to take 2 bottles a month of our MSM so you can regrow cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue. Now, here comes a secret for dialysis. I deal with people who haven't urinated in 10 years or on dialysis 6 days a week. How many days a week are you getting dialysis?
I'm getting it 3 days a week, and I'm not even urinating that much. I'm urinating,
like a third. Okay. So you need to take our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 3 of those 3 times a day. That'll be 2 bottles a month of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. And they'll help you support healthy blood pressure and also help you get the blood flowing through the kidneys. And it doesn't, in 2 to 6 weeks, you may be able to wean off the medication and dialysis. We take people that haven't urinated in 10 years, and usually 4 to 6 weeks they're off of dialysis. They haven't been on dialysis 6 days a week for 10 years, okay, by doing what I just told you to do. Okay, this is very simple stuff. And they go back to a normal life. But you have to stay on this program forever. You can't quit. Otherwise, you'll be in 6 months, you'll be back down the hole again. Okay? But, yeah, this is something you can get rid of. Diabetes, don't forget the sweeties. Take 3 of those twice a day. And, again, don't cold turkey off your medication for diabetes. But as the blood sugar begins to drop, you can slowly wean off those medications. And usually within 4 to 6 weeks, you're not a diabetic anymore.
Doc, we've got a minute left. Tell folks where they can get your books.
Well, they can get my books through you, but they can also get them. They can go to www.drjwallach.com. That's our publishing company, www.drjwallach.com. And if you get 10 of any of our title of books, there's 24 best-selling books in there. If you get 10 of any one title at the same time, I'll give you a big discount. So you can sell them at the regular price, and you'll make a nice little profit, which will pay for your cost of the books. And so we have, like I say, 24 best-selling books. My 2 new ones, It's All in Your Head. It's a book and a CD set. The other one is the Wallach, the Wallach Revolution. And the introduction, okay, is done by Pat Boone because I got rid of his arthritis.
We love that guy.
And the last chapter is done by Danny Glover because I got rid of his epilepsy and seizures.
Good for you. Doc, thanks again. We'll see you in 6 weeks, okay?
God bless you, George. Your contact in the desert was fabulous as usual. God bless you for all the great things you do for the world.
Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call anytime, folks. People will be there to help you. 1-855-949-7234. And in 3 weeks, we'll have pharmacist Ben Fuchs on to help you out as well. Up next, we're going live to the United Kingdom to talk about triangular UFOs of the United Kingdom.